This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour, it's Tuesday the 13th of October. Happy you're along with us. Hi to the new people listening to the program here and there, whether it's on the program. We broadcast this program around the day, around the clock, so you can find it every day, all day, at djvshow.com. The D stands for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. The J stands for Jennifer, that's her, Jennifer Horn. And the V stands for Victoria, no nickname please, Victoria Keeman. Is here as we work our way into and around what's going on. The president is running against the guy who says he's running for the Senate. I just find that these things are amusing. Joe Biden made a gaffe. He makes gaffes all the time. So what's the beginning? He's got to be out of his mind. He's got to be mentally deficient. He's got amnesia. He's got dementia. All of that stuff. How many times a day do I make a mistake?
Exactly. What are we saying about you?
Oh, thank you. Very cute. All right, anyway. I understand Doug Collins, the representative, has introduced a resolution to push for Nancy Pelosi to get booted from her job, Jennifer. What's the scoop?
He just wants to check her mental fitness to make sure she's up to the task, since she seems to be, Nancy-ish lately.
She's older. Like, is she the same age as Joe Biden?
This ageism and all this stuff has just got to stop.
I know. It's all about, I find it very offensive, frankly. Yeah. And the women, you know, all that stuff. Pelosi was incompetent when she was young.
Yeah. I think that she is challenging everyone else's mental fitness. I mean, she went after President Trump's mental fitness. And so now they're saying, well, if you want to be the judge of that, maybe we should check you out.
How old is
Nancy?
She?
She's got to be in her 80s.
78.
Right?
No, she's 78.
Joe, she's the same age as Joe. I knew that. That's why I asked the question. I always know. I'm like a lawyer here.
She's 80 years old.
I always know the answer to the question before I ask it.
Right.
You buying that?
No, because she's 80.
Okay. All right. Here's something that you may want to buy. A new kind of vine wine. I'm going to turn this over to our wine experts. In other words, the radio winos. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, experts.
Hey, that's a podcast name, Jen. We should do that.
Radio Wino.
I like that.
You like it? Okay. There's no charge for that. I'm very happy to help you out
as
I
can. You're like our consultant. We haven't even started yet.
All right. So this is a new kind of, what is this, a Cabernet? Or what is this? We have, by the way, Jamie Whetstone with us, who is a very efficient, competent winemaker. I am told. I haven't tasted any of your wares, Jamie, and I think that's too bad because I really do know my wines.
No, he doesn't. He wouldn't know anything. So that's why we have Jen, who's an actual sommelier. Hi, Jamie. And I'm Victoria. I'm an unofficial sommelier.
The fun thing is, Jamie, one sip of your wine and Doug
He'd
will
be on the
woo-hoo.
Floor.
I've watched it happen in real
Thank
time.
Thank you. That's very nice.
It doesn't take much. Now, your winery is actually one that is doing something a little bit different. Everybody has been, be honest, drinking a little more during quarantine.
Everybody's Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Eating a little more during quarantine.
Maybe. Okay.
Well, look, I think that it's fair to say that we've all been indulging a little bit, and I think people are doing it because legitimately they're stressed. They're also isolated, so people are just kind of taking it home a little more. But you've got a winery that is actually keto-friendly now, that's actually working on the sugars in wine, because that's one of my greatest problems I find with wine.
Keto-friendly?
Is that there is a lot of sugar in it. So take us through the idea behind your company, Jamie.
Outside of the 4 a.m. yoga with the coffee chaser this morning while checking the surf report, that's sort of what we're looking at. It's just a healthy lifestyle brand taking a page out of the European playbook where you can have, it'd be an integral part of your dailiness, be it a glass lunch, maybe, something for dinner. But the key for us was hitting all those bells and whistles. Not only is it keto friendly, but vegan, it's low carb, low cal, low sugar. And the kicker is it's really delicious.
Which is really nice because a lot of times you get wines that are that have been altered and they kind of lose themselves. Especially in California, when you hear about that, you think, gosh, if people are trying to take something out of the wine, if they're trying to make this low-calorie or low-sugar, we're going to be missing something, especially when we're used to big California wines that have lots of sugar. So take us through what you're offering and what the calories and the sugar looks like in each of your varietals.
You know, in terms of all three varietals, the Char, Pinot, and Cab, basically the sugars are dry. So from a laboratory perspective, you don't have to sweat that. And that plays into the carbs. You know, we are generally at four carbs or less in all three. And in terms of the caloric intake, you know, we're always south of 119. And when you look across the water to that sort of European standard, we're not doing anything funny over here. We're just taking advantage of all that sunshine that you just sort of mentioned in terms of California. And sometimes, you know, that comes with a little bit of concern in terms of the level of alcohol that you're going to get in the wine and those inherent sugars. But, you know, for us, we simply do our homework. Where that vineyard is concerned, we work with what we're given in the vineyard, but more importantly, we work with growers that get what we want to do. And so, you know, in terms of crop levels, in terms of the way that we're bringing fruit into the winery, we like to leave it out there on the field, i.e. in the vineyard. And then once it gets into the barn, so to speak, we don't really have to worry about the rest of it. And I think that's where we really, have come to the forefront of this fun, healthy, active lifestyle, you know, idea of wine. Again, just doing something that's been around for arguably millennia, but also bringing it to the forefront of the subconscious of folks across the country who are doing exactly what you're saying. They're concerned about what's going into their bodies. They're staying at home a little more. Their gyms have been closed, et cetera. And so you still want to have something that's adult, that's a premium beverage. And I think fresh fine wine gets at that.
When did you start? How did you get into the wino business, Jamie?
I started driving a tractor back in 1998.
Good for you,
Doug.
Well, I didn't start in 98. Yeah. I started in 58, but close enough.
Cool. Yeah, it was just a golden opportunity at a very small place that was growing kind of like a weed, not growing weed, but growing like a weed.
Right.
And I was in the right place at the right time.
There are some people who think that weed and wine go together very well, by the way.
Yeah, potentially, sure.
Jamie knows, he's been to Northern California.
Right.
So, now, fresh vine is in Napa, California. You've got Cabernet, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. Where are you sourcing your grapes from? Because typically you don't see cabs growing right next door to Pinot Noir. We can do that in California, which is great. Not everybody can do that. But where are you getting your grapes?
Yeah, Jen, that's a great question. So for the Chardonnay, we're down in the Central Coast area. We kind of skewed up a little bit into Monterey. For the Pinot Noir, there's kind of a treasure trove of dried up, you know, riverbeds and creek beds down there in Arroyo Seco, which I love that area. And then for the Cabernet Sauvignon, we come back up north, and we're over mainly in Lake County. We take a little bit of fruit from Lodi that goes into those. You know, our ambitions for the company are more global, and so in terms of sort of pigeonholing ourselves into one smaller appellation, we looked at the California appellation as a whole and thought that would be, you know, apropos for what we wanted to do. And considering the vintage out here this year and for the fires and everything that's gone on, we're pretty stoked about not having our eggs all in one basket.
So one of the things, I think you've touched on this, in terms of growing, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I know about the soil and how the soil affects the ash that's coming from these fires. How is it going to affect when it gets into the soil? It's actually good for the soil, but what does it do to the taste?
Yeah, I mean, if this thing had happened a little earlier, and when I say thing, I mean the fires that we've been experiencing here in the North Coast, you know, if it happens earlier in the growing season when the plants are uptaking, you know, everything from the soil, the nutrients, and then they begin the sugar development in terms of the grapes, then you've got a much bigger issue on your hands. We are still, and what I would say is I would caution everybody listening to this broadcast, but it's going to be on a site-by-site basis, even a vineyard-by-vineyard basis. If, I mean, it's more that just you have that luck of proximity or that lack of luck in terms of proximity to the fires. But that ash, that smoke pain is real. It can certainly get into the grapes. It's still a fairly, in terms of the science of it, it's not really proven in terms of how it works and actually how it does get into the finished product. But I can tell you from experience this vintage, you know, we had to cut loose some grapes and vineyards just due to that smoke tank and, you know, basically processing the fruit and then smelling it. So it's the writing's on the wall for sure, but again, it'll be a selective basis. So
all right, Jennifer and Victoria, what percentage of the wine you drink is from California, would you say?
Me, almost all of it.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, I would say probably 50%. But speaking of, so fresh vine wine, Jamie, you guys ship, I'm assuming, right? Or do you ship across the country, across the world? How can people get fresh vine wine?
We do. You can go to freshvinewine.com. You can follow us on Instagram. But, yeah, we can put it on your doorstep in any state in the lower 48.
Okay.
Can we buy it instead of beer at a baseball game?
That would be nice.
You will be able to. And actually, you know, our corporate sponsorships, one of the funnest ones that we have right now is the Tampa Bay Rays, is they're scooting into the, you know, into the latter regions of the American League Championship Series. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we also work very closely
with the Dodgers.
No. We've got a SoCal partnership with the LA Chargers. We're also in DC with the Washington football team, the Wizards, and the Capitals. And we're heavily involved in, you know, local communities and charities within the separate communities.
I think so you should donate some up on Capitol Hill, send some to the White House.
Everybody needs to drink in Washington, right?
Congress has got the wine on lock already.
Calm down.
I can tell you that much.
Right. All right, again, the website.
I'm looking at your store locator, so you can go online right now to freshvinewine.com, and you can find where to get it near you. So that's very cool, Jamie.
Fresh.
This is awesome.
Freshvinewine.com. Okay. Good job, Jamie. Thanks. That's a good story. Even though I'm not a wine connoisseur, I thought I did quite a good job on that interview. What about it, ladies? You think I can go down in history?
Always looking for attention. How about let the attention stay on the wine where it tastes good?
Freshvinewine.com. 18 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and your quick, well, no, I shouldn't say that's not fair because it's not accurate. You want to lose weight quickly, you won't want to go to Calitrin because it doesn't work that way. Because losing weight quickly is not healthy for you. It may get the weight off, but other than that, it's bad news. The way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way, and the way, by the way, to keep it off, is to go to toploss.com, check out Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and you can, there's all kinds of sales going on. They have different products. Now, different products in the product line that you can get, a belly buster that's good. You're losing your weight. You want to get rid of the belly as well, right? Main ingredient in everything is collagen protein, which I think you said, Victoria, the other day when we were talking about this, women start to lose the ability to produce their own collagen at 19. I didn't know
that. Men too, but women tend to care more about that.
Yeah, right, I suppose. Exactly. So as you get older, you need to sort of remove some of the bad stuff and put back in things like collagen protein to make you look better and feel better. No stimulants, no drugs, great success stories. Please do yourself a favor. You want to lose weight the safe way, the effective way, go to toploss.com and get into the buy one or buy three, actually get three free, or you can get some cash back, your choice. Check out the Top Loss website. When you are buying product, use the discount code DJV at checkout, please. 21 after the hour.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It was 1960 or 1963. Everything was timeless, even me. I wasn't old, I wasn't young. I was just part of their dream. A shadow walked with me down the hall.
I want you to know, Victoria, I've set aside October 21st and the 25th. For the Stevie Nicks 24-karat gold, the concert that's going to appear in movie theaters around the country.
I really want to see it. I really want to see this.
Now, in conjunction, or maybe just sort of it's a coincidence, Stevie has released a new rock ballad called Show Them the Way. This is it. Crank it up, Richie. Wait for a second. Hard not to recognize that it's her. It's a negative. Pretty easy to recognize her voice, I think. She has this this new song, first one since releasing her 2014 LP 24 Karat Gold, the subject matter of the aforementioned movie on October 21st and 25th at theaters around the country. Two official versions of this song have been released. What are we? Are we doing the acoustic version, Richie? What is
it? No, this is the regular version.
The piano?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, this is the regular version, and then there's also an acoustic
piano.
So this
is the one that Dave Stewart is on and Dave Grohl,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. She looks for guidance from great leaders, citing Martin Luther King Jr., John Lewis, John F. Kennedy. Song inspired by a real dream that she had. She was playing a benefit in the Hamptons, preparing herself to sing for the likes of these three and others. She revealed to Rolling Stone that she had originally written the song back in 2008. It was in St. Charles, Illinois, editing a concert film at the time. Who would have thought you could go to St. Charles, Illinois to edit a concert film? Anyway, she was staying in a house and she was flipping through the TV channels. Over the course of the 2 months that she lived in the house, she ended up watching several historical documentaries about the same figures that inspired Show Them the Way, which is what, again, you're listening to here. She said, excuse me, I watched it all. Then what happened? One night, I went to bed, I had this dream. This dream was so real. So I wrote it down in prose. I wrote down what had happened. Later on this month, by the way, the concert film will screen, as I said, for a couple of nights I'm not sure this is in it, though. This would be too new, right?
I do think that this song has been released in conjunction with it, so it might be part of the concert. She was doing these concerts until last year.
Yeah.
She was on tour, so it might be part of it.
Yep.
Which would be cool, because I love this tempo for Stevie. I'm a big Stevie fan.
Yeah, this is good. It's her. It's her. Up next, musically, at 26 after the hour, here in the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, Victoria and I have The Clash and Sham 69 frontman Jimmy Pursey ripping through White Riot in a clip from the upcoming documentary about the 78 Rock Against Racism concert, also dubbed White Riot. Pursey's collaboration with The Clash was a pretty savvy attempt to spread the movement's anti-racism message to a bigger, broader audience. Clash drummer Topper Hedden, is it Hedden or Heaton? Hedden,
I think Hedden.
Said, we had no idea how many people were out in front. My vivid memory of that day is walking up, because it was very high stage, walking up to the stage and seeing 100,000 people. How about them? Can you imagine yourself, just think about it for a second, no matter what it is that you do, in front of 100,000 people. I've been in front of 6,000, 7,000 people. Would it make a difference? I guess we're in front of many more than that on the radio. But it's not like actually being there and looking at them. You know what I mean, Victoria?
Right.
It's a whole different thing. All right, so anyway, this is a documentary. It's going to air when?
October 16th. It arrives in theaters. It's going to be a virtual cinema, so you can actually go onto their website. You can just search the movie White Riot, and it'll pop up, or however you can see it. It's going to be global.
It will be. All right, and that's kind of interesting how they're now producing things and doing it differently. The Stevie Nicks thing in the theaters. I think that's a great venue, frankly.
Well, it's also interesting that in 1978 they had a concert called Rock Against Racism, and here we are in 2020, and it's still
playing again, Sam. Yeah. It's 28 and a half past the hour.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly a 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin at 9 o'clock Eastern Time today. Today and tomorrow, each senator on the committee will be given time to ask Coney Barrett questions. President Trump is hitting the campaign trail on Tuesday. The president will be in Pennsylvania, a state he won in 2016, but currently a state that former Vice President Joe Biden is leading by about 4 percentage points. On Monday, President Trump returned to his large rallies after his bout with COVID-19, the president telling a Florida audience,
"And if I don't always play by the rules of Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fight harder than anybody has ever fought for you."
Today, former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Democrats are expected to focus on protecting Obamacare, while Republicans are expected to go on offense regarding religion on the second day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Regarding the Democrats' claims that confirming Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court would do away with Obamacare, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
That's actually not what's on the chopping block right now. The concept is severability, and it would not appear that the Supreme Court is really going to be cutting down all of the Affordable Care Act. But that being said, Steve, let's take the legal aspect out of it, and let's just look at the health care part. The Affordable Care Act in itself is not mirrored or married to the whole pre-existing conditions and everything else, yet it is a concept. It is a concept that the Affordable Care Act covers more people and covers pre-existing illness.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A new Mason-Dixon polling and strategy poll finds that 62% of Americans do not want senators to ask questions about Amy Coney Barrett's religion during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. The poll found that 30% of those surveyed did support questions about religious views at the hearings. 8% were not sure. Breaking down along party lines, Republicans were dead set against it with 85% opposed, but Democrats were split with 45 opposed and 44 in support of questions about her religious views. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour here on the Tuesday, October 13th edition of the DJV program. Today is Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day, Victoria. Time to gain and spread knowledge of what sufferers are up against and how you and others in this society can help out. Metastatic means that what began as a case of early stage breast cancer has metastasized or spread. Most often, breast cancer, in my experience with my wife, it went from her breast to her lungs and then into her bones. She had to have, Richie, remember when she had her arm amputated?
I do.
And then she had, it went to her brain. She had 21 years at stage 4 breast cancer and survived it.
Ugh.
So, anyway,
horrible.
Yep. So when you get to that point, the only option is to treat the cancer and mostly the side effects of the cancer, because there's really no cure for it. Treatments include surgery, and as I said, she went through two chemotherapy isolation treatments, lasted 3 weeks. She was in complete isolation. They basically kill you. She was dead. They take everything out of your body that's good, the bone marrow, etc., then they give you enough chemo to kill you. The only thing that's working is your heart and your lungs. Other than that, you're dead.
and they bring you back. And they give you a lot of drugs and that sort of thing. But at the end of her life, she didn't have really palliative care because she's so tough. She was a squirt. She was just a little thing, but she was tough. She was, ask the kids, she was tough, tough cookie. But she was lovable. And the business about what happens and why it happens to people, you know, you can ask yourself those questions all day long. Anyway, she used to, when she was angry at me, she blamed me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was, she said, all that stuff on the farm, I got it from that. Well, it didn't really. That was, you know, what we found out later on, what she had for markers. Remember, she didn't know her mother. So you know what the markers were that her mother may have had. And that was one of the things. And Megan has followed through on that and has had the test for the marker, and she doesn't have it, fortunately. But anyway, it's no picnic. And she was in a group of 24 who had the basic same course of treatment. And she lived 21 years. Most of them were dead after 10 or 12. It just eats you, literally eats you alive. So nothing to fool with, nothing to sneeze at, everything. And it's so sad that there are groups around that are taking advantage of the problem by raising money that doesn't go to help fight breast cancer or do research. But, you know, that's the way it is. It's like the Red Cross and the Komen thing is the same. But there are plenty of groups around that you can find to help. But I would dare say there's probably nobody listening to this program that hasn't had somebody somewhere in his or her life, family, that has been affected by breast cancer. I'm willing to go out on a limb. Would you say, Victoria? I mean, don't we all know somebody or have experience with somebody that has been through?
I didn't have anybody close to me until last year. My dad's sister got it. They caught it early. Thankfully.
Good. My sister had it, too, and she caught it early, and she was over it, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, today also, the 13th is Navy Birthday Day. Back in the Revolutionary War, the Navy was established by the Continental Congress. Continental Navy is what it was called. Reestablished after it was disbanded because the Brits didn't like it. So they said, no! And then 10 years later, back together, and yes! Today, our Navy is the most capable Navy in the world. I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out. The Chinese are spending lots of money to build up their aircraft carriers and everything else. For what purpose, who knows. But anyway, the U.S. Navy boasts the world's largest aircraft carrier fleet, 300,000 personnel in the Navy, 100,000 in the Ready Reserve. I would have gone into the Navy because my family has that in its history. I was ready to be a submariner. As it happened, the gods were with me or weren't. I guess it depends on how you read it. But it's certainly the Navy is something I think we can be very proud of. All right, moving along here. The situation in Texas, Victoria, where last week, the governor, Greg Abbott, said, we're going to have one box and one box only. It's like Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio. One ping and one ping only. Richie and I love to go back to the Hunt for Red October.
Our favorite movie. That's like a date night movie.
Great movie. Yeah, it is. I've seen it.
Short.
Yeah, it's on
for the
now.
The two of you, maybe, but I don't know.
Oh, come on.
The two of you can have a bromance date.
No, that would be the double decker. That would be that and the Blues Brothers.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. All right.
Have fun with that doubleheader, boys.
Anyway, so now the judge says nothing doing, and with good reason. I'm glad he said that. I didn't understand how he got away with it in the first place, frankly.
I don't know. He made an executive order that basically stripped every county of, and this is the state of Texas. Just think about how vast Texas is. Every county was stripped of all of their ballot drop boxes except for one. So one box per county. Doesn't matter how big the county is, doesn't matter how many people live there, or how many miles or hours it would take someone to drive to get to this one ballot box. But it was a very clear signal of voter suppression. He claimed it was for voter security, but how can you, I don't know how you can even make that argument. So now the judge, and just in comparison, I'm in New Jersey, I'm in Monmouth County, New Jersey, not a huge county. we have 17 drop boxes in our one county, and they're all at municipal buildings. They're all under surveillance.
I don't even know how many we have here.
That's just one example. So to take Harris County, Texas, which is one of the largest counties, there are 16,000 people living there.
Hundreds of square miles.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. So the judge thankfully ruled against it and said, this is making it impossible for the elderly, for people who maybe don't have transportation.
The judge called it an intentional act of voter suppression. Duh.
Certainly how it feels. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they're going to appeal the decision, waste more taxpayer money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here is something for those of you who are not, and I'm not trying to put too much of a negative spin on this, but I'm not a big fan of the Disney organization for lots of different reasons. Now, we've talked about in the last week or 10 days all the people, 28,000 employees who have been laid off by
Disney.
I may understand that. That's a business move. A lot of companies are doing that. And so now, a couple who run the Disney Tourist blog have decided to create a food bank to help the laid-off workers. So they've created a way for you to give so that people who work on the quote-unquote happiest place on earth will actually have something to eat. This is they've already donated, what, 50 grand to the food bank that was set up by Mr. and Mrs. Bricker. People around the country inspired to help. A spokesperson for Second Harvest of Central Florida said the fundraisers climbed to 50,000. I'm not sure, is this for both parks or is this just for Florida?
Just the one food bank that services all of, that
Central
whole section
Florida.
Of Central Florida, which is incredible. And, you know, it's the thing that people don't think about when you get these furloughs, you know, you hear about these furloughs, these are now permanent job losses. So the job numbers are now going to have to be adjusted because this isn't being, you know, kicking the can down the road. This is now a permanent job loss. And so unemployment insurance has to kick in, all this other stuff. And these are, let's like think about it this way. Anybody who works at a Disney park, you know, whether you're, you know, playing a character or you're working on the rides or whatever, where else are you going to go with that skill set? Is everyone going to move to California because they're all actors and try to get acting jobs?
Yeah.
Where do these people go? There's no work. Disney has employed so many people for so many years at these parks. So it's just, it's very disheartening. It's just, there's no, you know, I don't know. My heart bleeds for anybody who doesn't have a job right now. But, you know, when you're in such a niche field, it would be like, you know, me leaving radio and then what am I going to do? Where am I supposed to go? You know, you have a skill set that you're working towards. But I don't have any formal training. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I'm sure these people can do other things, but without any other training, they've been doing this for decades. So it makes it really hard to get back into the workforce.
Yep. All right. It's nice. There's a lot of love attached to that. That's for sure. In a moment, we're going to reveal for the first time anywhere which country has the most powerful passport in the world. Up next here on the DJB Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hand washing is essential for preventing the spread of germs, but sometimes all this scrubbing can cause a rash. Does this mean you're allergic to the soap?
One important thing to differentiate from allergic contact dermatitis is irritant contact dermatitis.
Dr. Don Davis says allergic contact dermatitis means a substance is causing an allergic reaction on your skin, but irritant contact dermatitis means your skin is inflamed from repeated exposure to something.
If I used lye soap on my skin and I used it over and over again, I would develop an irritant contact dermatitis simply from eroding away the natural barrier of my skin with repetitive washing.
Dr. Davis says it's not always easy to tell the difference between an allergy or irritant. So, talk to your healthcare provider so you can get on the right treatment. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. A couple of different companies, including but not limited to, Victoria, Google, Target, Microsoft, Ford, New York Times, have extended working from home through next summer. Now, I get how you can do that at Google. I don't get how you do it at Target. I get how you can do it at Microsoft.
Well, on the corporate end, corporate Target, not in the stores. Yeah.
Well, the Ford, how do you design a car from home?
Well, there are a lot of people who work in tech support in Ford who don't need to be on the factory floor. These are all tech jobs. These are all work-from-home tech jobs. Yeah. So it makes sense. And, you know, my Facebook was – they were the first ones out of the gate. Facebook and Google were the first two to say that at the end of July they would reassess returning to work. Yeah. But, look, I mean, they shut Broadway down. They've announced Broadway's not reopening until June 1st at the earliest. Yeah. So a lot of companies in New York are kind of following that as well. People just aren't comfortable commuting and getting back into buildings and elevators and skyscrapers.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Guess, you want to take a guess on what the most powerful, well, you already know the answer, right?
So I do.
Be fair.
Mm-hmm. Richie. But I will say this. I was surprised by the answer.
Yeah, I am too, I guess, a little. Well, I don't know. It's just quite a place. Richie, you want to take a guess at...
I mean, I would have guessed the American passport, but if it's obviously not that, I'm going to say Israel.
No. That's two good guesses, though. The most powerful, that is, it'll get you more
the
places
Republic
than...
The Republic of Congo.
No. It's New Zealand.
Oh.
New Zealand.
Didn't see that coming.
Well, no, I didn't either, actually. A New Zealand passport gives you visa-free or visa-upon-arrival access to 129 destinations, not necessarily countries, but I'm guessing most of the areas within the old Commonwealth, the British Commonwealth. Wouldn't you say that would be a...
So it's a terrorist gateway is what you're telling us.
Well,
well, part of the reason that New Zealand is... That passport is so powerful right now is because of the way that they've also handled COVID. Mm-hmm. New Zealand has handled it really well. And so this is kind of more of a reflection on how individual countries have handled the virus.
Right, and how they want
you
to come or not come
to
there. Right. Yeah, nobody wants Americans to show up.
No.
And here's my beef of the day. For those of you who don't know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Just before the election, this is so transparent. You've heard me talk ad nauseum on this and on the farm show, The American Family Farmer. You can get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, about the government and the way the money has been given, distributed to all the wrong people for all the wrong reasons. It's outrageous. So now the announcement has come that farms are going to, the feds have accelerated the farm subsidy program, most of the money to arrive just before Election Day.
We'll see
Trump
who really gets it, though. That's the
doing,
other thing.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A big promise. But
he's doing very badly with farmers, and, you know, rightfully so, under the circumstances. Wow, what a screwing they've taken. All right, anyway, and I'm not sure Trump even knew what was going on. I think it's more Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Ag, who's behind all that. 10 before the hour on the Air 11 DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Want me to sing along, Chugger? All of these movie themes from all the Disney movies more than
the
TV shows.
Club remix?
What is that? Yeah,
it is. Jeez.
We've got a novice operating the controls today, so gladly hear most anything. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Movie Moments on the DJV program. All right, so Richie's going to take a second shot at this. Oh, that's Davy Crockett. King of the Wild Frontier. Let's see how many of these you can name.
There's only another one.
The wonderful world of Disney. All right. In the focus, Chuckers getting started. So why we have Disney controlling pretty much the entire world of entertainment, except for radio and newspapers and magazines. But when it comes to movies and now a lot of television, because they control ABC. So what's the news, Chucker?
Yeah, yesterday Disney made a pretty significant announcement, I thought, saying that they're going to combine most of their effort into a single media distribution unit. And I was listening to CEO being interviewed on one of the financial stations and said, he said, quote, we're going to skate where the puck is. And pretty much, I think, in between the lines, really dissed the theatrical movie-going experience going forward. And primarily said they're going to put most of their energy into Disney Plus and creating content to get people who now want.
Oh, people don't fall for that so they can control everything?
But this is what he said. He said that people want to watch movies in the comfort and safety of their own home.
Well, I agree. That's where it's headed.
Nope.
And you know what, but you go by yourself and you pay a senior ticket. If a family goes to the movie theater, that's $100, right, Chucker? I mean, think about it. You have two adults and let's say two or three kids plus popcorn and food. That's an expensive night out for a family. And a lot of families just don't have that money right now. So I think for $6.99 a month to have Disney Plus, it makes sense.
Well, and that's fine. I think movies will still be released theatrically. Only the big ones, though. I mean, it appears it's heading down that road where Disney would release most likely like an Avenger movie on the big screen, but then do multiple spin-off properties on Disney+, which is what they're currently doing and planning to do much more aggressively as we go on. But I could see, just in my mind's eye, I could see not the end of multiplexes, but certainly they're going to have to reorg how they do things. I don't see 12 screen theaters thriving in this environment going forward. I just don't, because I don't think they're going to have the product to show on a weekly basis to fill 12 screens. I don't.
Last night, I went to the movies last night. This particular complex has 16 theater screens. Showing on one was The War with Grandpa. Tenet is still showing. Honest Thief. The new, I think that looks like a pretty good movie. Huh?
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Do you like it?
Liam Neeson.
This
no, it's Thus Friday. Didn't open yet.
Okay. Coco. Let's see here. New Mutants. Unhinged.
Been out for like 7 weeks.
What's Unhinged? Who's in that?
That's the Russell Crowe's movie. That's been out seven weeks.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay.
The only movie I even recognize out of that group, I mean, I've heard of Tenet, but is Coco, and that's the huge Disney success. That's the animated movie. So what's the point of spending all this money for studios to make these movies, and they're just sitting there in an empty multiplex? I don't know. I think they could all save money.
There were two people in the theater last night when I went to see Infidel.
So tell us what you thought. What do you think?
Caviezel. Well, it's a typical sort of Middle Eastern bad guy, good guy, but it was a little heavy on the Christian content because it was produced by a Christian group led by Denise D'Souza. But the idea behind it's a true story, and it tells the Muslims, obviously the bad guys, the Christians are the good guys. And through that is sprinkled a fairly decent story. I like Caviezel as an actor. I thought he, in Person of Interest, that was one of the better television programs to come along for a long time. That the way it was put together was really good.
So going forward, you want to go to the movies again? Correct?
I want to. I'm going to go see The War on Grandpa. I'll check that out, and I want to see Honest Thief. That appeals to me.
I want to see that one.
Yeah.
So Victoria just wants to go stay on a couch and watch Disney Plus.
Right.
Yes,
popcorn
I've got my wine. Totally.
So Chucker, let's go back to what you just said about Disney Plus. The next Pixar movie is going straight to Disney Plus. That's usually a big bankable movie, too, isn't it, at the box office?
Absolutely. I mean, that's got to be that has to be $150 million production cost. I mean, I asked myself, can they recoup that on Disney Plus? I don't know. I don't know the breakdown of the exact model. It just seems to me. I mean, they're going to release this stuff globally, though. They have a good, that they want. But internationally, I mean, domestically, it seems like they don't care.
All right, 59 past the hour. That's Chuck Curry. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Victoria.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.